I am here this morning to join you in the special event that is dear to my heart and indeed important to the whole nation at large. This issue is about the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and the reproductive health of women. As a premier ambassador of the UNAIDS Global Plan on the prevention of mother-to-child transmission and the first vice president of the Organization of African Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, I have a duty to promote this initiative in the country. Against this background, the Ghana chapter of the OFLA, in collaboration with the Ghana AIDS Commission and partners, has chosen to embark on an advocacy campaign to support government's effort to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Ladies and gentlemen, Ghana has chopped many successes since the beginning of this campaign 2 years ago. We now have over 1,600 sites providing prevention of mother-to-child transmission services, where pregnant women are counseled and offered HIV tests. Currently, prevention of mother-to-child transmission services have been integrated into sexual and reproductive health services. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the 5-year strategic plan of the Ghana AIDS Commission, we are on track towards achievement of virtual elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Despite our successes, we also have challenges and run the risk of overturning our successes if we do not intensify our efforts. These challenges include traditions and customs that make it difficult for women to take personal decisions on matters of their reproductive health for fear of stigma, discrimination, or non-acceptance of HIV status by male partners and family. It is for this reason that the advocacy I am spearheading stresses community involvement and the involvement of men in supporting their partners to access HIV and reproductive health services. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, our expectations are likely to be realized because our initial engagement with two regions, Isin and Boahafo, has yielded remarkable results. Over 300 women were screened for cervical cancer and 82 abnormal cases were found, of which 7 were found to be cancerous and are receiving further management. My mothers and sisters, this keeps me in deep thought. Because of the possible vast numbers of precious women who may have reproductive health problems in our communities and are unaware or suffering in silence with serious costs later. It is worth noting, however, that Ghana has intensified its prevention of cervical cancer by also introducing the use of a prevention vaccine in some districts. This is a pilot screen which will be scaled up if successful. It is my prayer that we will soon have an effective vaccine which would prevent our women from painful but needless death. Ladies and gentlemen, we can get to zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths, and significantly reduce the number of cervical and breast cancers that occur in our society if we encourage our women to undergo pap smear tests, to test for HIV, and conduct regular breast examination, and also by health professionals. Finally, I will work with you all to ensure that the success of this advocacy, which I believe is a means for us in an endeavor to improve the health status of Ghanaians and the attainment of the SDGs in 2015 and beyond.